Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the psalm. I appreciate you taking the time to listen and think about God's word. God promises that when his word goes out, it doesn't come back void. So today, let's read his word, his inerrant, authoritative word, Psalm 47, verses 5 through 9. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Think about what the psalmist is saying. He's saying that worship, shouts of joy, talking about worship, sounding of trumpets, worship, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises. The psalmist wants to make sure we don't miss it. Worship involves the senses. Worship involves participation. Worship involves getting our hands out of our pockets and letting God know that we understand who he is. This song was written for worship in the temple. Many think it was used specifically for festival celebrations. The carrying of the ark into the temple may have represented this ascending of God. The ark symbolized God's throne, the temple his heavenly dwelling. The people gathered for participatory worship. Why shouldn't people get involved in worshiping God? After all, he is the King of all the earth. He reigns over all nations. He is seated on his holy throne. All the kings of the earth belong to him. He is greatly exalted. So take your hands out of your pockets, clap your hands, and sing praises to our King. Father, may we worship in a way that honors you. Help us to be more biblical, not traditional, in our worship. In Jesus' name, amen.